We have over 1,000 families here in the Sligo region who are seeking social housing. Many of them come from the Maharboy and West Ward area. So these 62 houses are very welcome. You know, we have many families who are caught in the private rental sector. Either they can't afford it because of the massively high increases over the last number of years, or they're barely surviving in it and therefore can't save money to, you know, for a deposit to build their own house. You know, so it's good to see developments like this. The Maharboy and West Ward area is a very high demand area in regards to social housing. This will be the largest social housing development in the Northwest region for quite a number of years. So this is what we want. We need to take pressure off the private rental sector. The only way we can do that is by building more public housing on public lands with public finance.
And as you mentioned there, with 1,000 families seeking to avail of this particular type of housing in that greater area, again, there's going to be, I suppose, a large demand for these houses.
Of course, you know, we have a situation here where, from my political party's point of view, we need to be building more than what's been committed by the government at this minute under Rebuilding Ireland. You know, but as I said, this is a start. I recognise that. And we need to see more developments like it. But as I said, we need to see a good social mix when we do build these houses. We need to see pensioners, we need to see young families, we need to see working families. We need to ensure we get recreation facilities, because I recognise that in that Maharboy area, where there is quite a large number of council-built housing from the past, we don't have as many recreational facilities as we would like. But it's a very welcome addition to our community, and as I said, for many families, while they may have to wait until 2020 for the houses to be allocated, you know, it's welcome in our area.